along those lines too, you had an interest in jazz. You played jazz trumpet.
Yeah.
You listened to a lot of jazz, and it seemed to me that that might have. I mean, there were the serious music composers were, it seems to me, a little bit out of tune with some of the more exciting things that happened in jazz and in ethnic music. And when you add up some of your interests in mathematics, jazz, ethnic music, your extensive background in classical music, it makes for a very unique combination, which you can actually hear in these roles. And oh, I think so, absolutely. And I don't know of any other composer who did the same and who had practical experience in jazz.
No.
I mean, who had really practical experience in playing it and a feeling for improvisation, which these pieces have, even though they're put down on rolls. And it's extraordinary, really. The way one of the canons will just burst into a fast rhythmic motif in the middle of a very straight 1-1-1-1-1 kind of rhythm. It's an amazing experience and really exciting to me. Who'd you listen to in jazz? What kind of musicians were you?
Father Hines, Louis Armstrong, and Bessie Smith. Those were always my favorites. Huh?
You still listen to them from time to time? Or?
With these old 78s. No, I got a... Oh, it was a few years ago, I got a reissue on LP of the Louis Armstrong, the old Hot 5 and Hot 7.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I still play those.